Any area that's we have the opportunity to improve the roster and upgrade the roster, we'll do that, John, as it relates to free agency, the draft, if there's trades, if there's waiver claims, tryouts, workouts. We're going to try to improve the roster from spot number one all the way to spot number 90 at any time and any place during the calendar year.
Texans 360 rolls on from Indianapolis. Drew Doherty with Mabrosif, John Harris. We're on the road. The whole reason everyone comes here to evaluate, to talk about all these players. You have a top 100. It's one of the finest readings on the web. You rank who you think are the best 100 players. Texans have three picks in the top 100, so you're going to get a shot at least of three of them, maybe more as the draft goes on. But who stands out to you as far as guys that can help this team out in the coming year when the Texans select in the third round?
Well, I think when you start looking at the third round, you start thinking about offensive linemen.
Yeah.
And the one thing about this draft, I think it's different than probably last year. At the top last year, you had Garrett Bowles and Ryan Ramczyk at tackle. Mm-hmm. And then there was this big gap between those two and the rest of the guys that could play. I think in this group, it feels like, Drew, there are players all the way throughout. I think you've probably got, if you want to call them a big three, go ahead. Orlando Brown from Oklahoma, Mike McGlinchey from Notre Dame, and then Connor Williams from Texas. But I think there are some other guys that, some we saw at the Senior Bowl, Joe Noteboom from TCU might be a guy you can look at maybe on day three that's got some potential. Alex Kappa from Humboldt State.
I like this guy. Stop, time out. I like this guy.
You like the guy.
Kappa, because he's nasty. I mean, he's ragdolling people. I think he buried a guy during the game, like with a shovel, 6 feet.
I think it was two.
Yeah.
I think it was two, so it's not short.
On successive plays.
And he's got the best locks this side of Clay Matthews. So from that standpoint, he's a very interesting guy. Now, he may end up playing guard, a little bit shorter wingspan than some of the others, but I think it's a pretty interesting class from that perspective. So they're going to be players all throughout this draft, especially at the tackle position and maybe at guard.
You talk about locks. Don't sell yourself short on those. Let's discuss the secondary. Texans have talked about they need to get faster. They need to get better in that area too, safeties, corners. What do you see mid-draft there as far as in the third round? Guys that might be available to help.
Well, I think there's a number of guys you can look at the top. You think of Denzel Ward. You think of Josh Jackson. Those two guys. I don't know that I would say, Drew, that it's as strong a cornerback class as maybe I've seen in other at other times. I think there could be some very interesting guys maybe to look at. Maybe a guy like Duke Dawson, a guy that can from University of Florida. He can do a lot of different things. He can play outside. He can play inside at corner. He can play him at safety at some point. MJ Stewart from North Carolina might be a similar type guy that could play inside. I think he could thrive inside right away. Could actually play outside. Maybe even he could move to safety. Saran Neal from Jacksonville State, 6'2", 205. He has the look of an NFL corner, but he might be the same way. Could move inside, could play safety, can do a lot of different things, and he played the Senior Bowl for this Texans coaching staff.
And that's an important point you bring up about those three players. They're all very versatile. And what have we heard from day one when Bill O'Brien got here, Romeo Crennel in union with him, be able to contribute in many ways, not just on your side of the ball, but also on special teams. That's a big deal. Texans looking to upgrade there with Brad Seeley and Tracy Smith now at coach there.
Yeah, and Brian Gain talked about it in his initial press conference, and it's one of the most fascinating things I think he said. What are you doing first down? What are you doing third down? What are you doing fourth down? And if you're talking about some of those players, some of these young guys come in and really all they can impact third and fourth downs. But that's okay, because if you come in and impact third and fourth downs and do a great job, you've got an opportunity to be on a roster for a pretty long time.
No doubt. All right, John, it's always fun coming here in Indianapolis. Absolutely. We have a good steak dinner every year, one night of the week with the rest of the crew. But stick with us. We've got more. Coming up, the Texans showed appreciation for some military members recently at the rodeo. Don't go anywhere. Texans 360 rolls on.